Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jarz.
For the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery, with a 1 in 5 chance of winning a prize from a $7.2 million prize pool, make sure you're in the draw today. stjohnlottery.com.au.
G'day everybody, welcome to this wet and windy Tuesday. It's a filthy day, but much needed rain, and one man that's just absolutely on fire at the moment, and congratulations before I introduce this young man, is Port Adelaide. They finished minor premier, so a big golf clap to those boys in a tough, tough AFL season. They are playing their first of October. They're playing their first qualifying final against the Geelong Football Club at Adelaide Oval. And Bernie Vince, before I bring you in, the Crows coaching culling has begun. The club great Ben Hart is returning back to Victoria. Tick. Fellow assistant coach Mickey Godden has been sacked, has not been offered a contract. Tick. Wow. Brent Riley has been advised he won't be an assistant coach next year, but will remain at the football club. Tick. And Matty Nicks now can get his new coaching team for 2021. Nathan Van Berlo is no doubt on the radar. And one man that's always on the radar, you've got to keep your wits about yourself, is our Bernie Vince. G'day, mate.
Oh, thank you, Jarz. We only asked Nixie last week about his coaching staff and assistants, and I thought he said he had everyone in the right position.
Oh, no.
But, no.
The culling begun. Yeah, the big Crows have started today.
Well done to Port Adelaide. Good win last night to confirm top spot, minor premiers. And they've had a great season.
Haven't they?
And they've finally come into... They're now fourth favourite for the flag, Jarz. They've been fifth
and favourite then, Bern?
Well,
they
should
top.
Be. Well, I think they'll win it, Jarz. And I just can't believe they're still paying $6.50 at the moment. So for anyone out there that likes a little flutter,
Is there still no trust?
Well, I think the trust is there. I think they're starting to hit the best form of the year, Jarz. Yes. And their good players are starting to get in really good form. Yeah. So I think we shouldn't be calling them a smoky because they're sitting top.
Yeah.
And for some reason we keep calling them smokies and they can win
Legit.
They're sitting bloody top
Two
home finals. They should at least make it. And then once you're in it, they're in the form that they can win it.
A lot of Victorians calling them the Smokies. A lot of people over here are saying they're the contenders. So.
There you go.
That's from
Haydo.
Richmond favourites at
first qualifying final, Port Adelaide v Geelong, Adelaide Oval, 7:40 kickoff, October. That's then Friday night, Burn, Brisbane v Richmond at the Gabba in the second qualifying final.
That's big too, because Richmond beat Brisbane up there in the first qualifying final last year, and then Brisbane went out in straight sets the next week against the Giants. So big pressure on... probably Brisbane, because they don't want to do that again, do they? Yeah. Especially against Richmond again. But Richmond, everyone thinks they're going to knock them off, Jarz, in that first final. So,
and the second elimination final, St Kilda v Western Bulldogs at the Gabba.
Who wins that?
I'm going Western Bulldogs.
I think the Bulldogs win that.
So, and then the first elimination final, West Coast v Collingwood at Optus Stadium. Good luck, Collingwood.
Yeah, it's a tough road trip.
Good luck.
But, hey, Collingwood travel very well, Jarz, in general. So not that they've played any games in Victoria this year, but they do travel well.
Beautiful.
So, hey, it's finals time, Jarz.
I'm
excited.
Yeah.
Big things on the end of wins.
It is.
This is where your big players stand up, Jarz. The time they need to stand up is now.
And you stand up when you're doing Burns Beef coming up very shortly. We're catching up with Carl Viet for the 700th time on this show.
No, this is good. I like Carl Viet.
And your mate Tommy Rockcliffe's not happy with you.
Yeah.
We're going to tell B.O.G.
Not sure
last night, Tommy.
Oh, how good was he? What about his goal, too?
Those fat little legs and his ass to the ground, but he's like one of those big tractors. How would you describe him as a tractor in the farm?
Front-end loader.
Ladies and gentlemen, supercars are back at the bend. They are off like Bernie Vince's high school girlfriend's dad just came home. Tickets are on sale now at thebend.com.au. We've got tickets for you and three mates. Get us on the text 0488 51046.
All their weights at the back, Jarz. All their weights at the back, Jarz, just in case you pick up something heavy at the front. So they had a big weight at the back. That's him.
He's a diesel one.
Triple M.
You've got mail.
Now, Jarz, the 40-man All-Australian squad has just landed.
Yep.
Some interesting players have been named or missed out has probably been the biggest discussion.
So what's that squad of what?
Squad of 40. So then they pick obviously 22 from that. Okay. So some first timers. I'll run you through a few of them. Yeah. And all the big players obviously in there. So I won't go through all of them. But Hugh McCluggage, who's never been All Australian from Brisbane, had a very, very good year. Jacob Wiedering, another first timer from Carlton. Mm. Taylor Adams, Braden Maynard. Darcy Moore's never been Australian before. Jordan Ridley from the Bombers had a pretty good year. Mm. Luke Ryan from Fremantle Dockers is in there. Matt Tabanagh, he's in there as a key forward as well. Okay. Probably won't make the final 22, but had a good year. Mark Blixavs, he's never been All-Australian. Cam Guthrie, Sam Menegola, who's been sneaking under the radar at Geelong as well. Nick Haynes from the Giants, who was in the squad last year but didn't make it. Leon through Christian Petracca, he's in there. He's had had a good year and hasn't been All Australian before. Five players from Port Adelaide to run through them.
Yep.
Travis Boak, who's been twice before. Darcy Byrne Jones, who's never been All Australian, been in the squad before. Zach Butters is in the squad the top 40. Wow. So that's a bit of a surprise packet, but he's had a good year.
Hasn't he?
I like the way he goes about it. Charlie Dixon is another one that's had an outstanding year that
definitely be in there.
Hasn't been All Australian before. And our boy, Tommy Jonas, is in the squad. So I think he makes it
as well.
So
absolutely.
And we've seen the teams up the top have a lot of players that make it. So Richmond have got three. Nick Vlosten is the only one that hasn't been All Australian there before. A few from St Kilda. Dan Butler, the newcomer from Richmond.
Yep.
Jack Steele.
He's been in ripping form. He'll get in.
Tom Papley, who had a really good first half of the season, dropped away a little bit. That basically sums it up. Brad Shepherd from West Coast is another one that hasn't been there. And Liam Ryan is the other small forward.
So, Adelaide Crows?
Adelaide Crows, Duck Eggs. who should be in there, Giles? Name one.
The Adelaide Crows.
Maybe Rory Laird. He's had a pretty good second half of the year.
Rory O'Brien. Riley O'Brien.
You can't even get his name right. He's not making it if you don't know him.
It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery. Buy your ticket before midnight Sunday to be in the draw to win a Hindmarsh Island holiday home next week.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. It is Bernie Vince and a man that arrives at Morphy Park at Triple M's expense every time. Andrew Newton Charman.
Listen, Rocky.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Rockcliffe.
From the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Rockcliffe's got one.
Please welcome Tom Rockcliffe.
Now he's got his name on the paper.
Yep.
Well, he was BOG last night, Byrne. You and I were delighted the way he moved around. 30 disposals, set up his boys in a very good win. Congratulations, Rock, and congratulations to your footy team. Finishing minor premiers. Well done, well played.
Thanks, Jars. The head's about to explode. The last couple of weeks, it's getting out of control, isn't it?
Hey, so qualifying final Thursday, 1st of October. You're in the box seat now. You've finished top. You played Geelong. It's so important now, though, to win that first final. A home prelim in today's footy, especially with how weird this year's been, is just gold, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. I think we've set ourselves up really well. Finished on top. Taken every challenge that's come our way this year, and we've just jumped it, I suppose, jumped the hurdle and taken it on board. And really exciting time for the footy club. We've finished on top and given ourselves a really good opportunity to earn finals here in Adelaide. Hopefully we can get the job done against Geelong, which I think will be Thursday or Friday night, and away we go from there.
And finals are all about hitting form at the right time. You've been in good form as a team the whole year, but I just feel like you're just priming yourself at the right time this year. Motlock last night kicked two important goals for you. He's back hitting the scoreboard. Brad Ebert come in and kicked a couple of goals. Robbie Gray is moving as well as I've seen him for a long time. You must be excited to see those sort of guys back in real good form.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, just had a little flat patch. We didn't train as hard and just took recovery to another level. But we really started to build, and we feel like we're hitting form at the right time of the year, and we've set ourselves up to be playing the right footy at the right time of the year. So we feel like we're playing as good as we have for a while. We played really good against Essendon last week, and then we backed it up in a real finals match. Finals type match last night against Collingwood. So we feel like we're ready to launch in a really strong finals campaign, and one that we can't wait to get started.
Rocky, if you need a lockdown mid or a run with mid, do you have someone that's done that job throughout the year? Because, you know, coming up against the Geelong, if a Dangerfield gets right off the chain early, do you have someone that can go to him, or say like a Kelly from a West Coast, or someone like that?
Yeah, I think if we went down that path, it'd be probably me, Burn. I'd probably look to negate and play a defensive role. Actually, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, nice. Good. I've been waiting for this.
What, little fishbone or a big one?
Get into him. What's happened?
Last week, you're saying that I messaged you how good I was playing. I don't even have your number, mate.
I don't have your number.
I had to get Triple M to get my number out of your phone so you stop messaging me. Late at night, I'm laying in bed, you keep texting. Leave me alone, mate.
I was just hoping you didn't listen last week, because I may have told a little furphy about you saying how well you played. But, hey, it's all about entertainment,
Was
Rocky.
This when you're on the cans, Burn?
I had a few cans, yes. Yeah. Like I said, you shouldn't text or call when you've had a few beers.
Now, I don't do that to you, do I, Rock? I normally do it during the day when you got family time at night.
Absolutely. I was on the other rush hour, the second best one, the Melbourne boys. Yeah. The Melbourne boys played it. Yeah. And you said that I text you, mate. Come on, you got to be better than that.
Come on, Burn.
If you're going to tell fibs, at least make it worthwhile.
Well, it must have been worthwhile. They played it on there. Yeah,
lovely, lovely.
It's good for your brand, mate. It's good for your brand. They're talking about you in Melbourne.
Everyone's talking
about you. You were talking about our big head. I couldn't fit through a doorway and all the rest of it.
Did you?
At least I was talking about your head, not your ass.
Bang, bang.
Charles, ask a question. Come on.
Now, Rock, you've never, ever played in an AFL final. You've played 200 games, and your last month has been outstanding. Three votes, three votes, three votes, and three votes. Have you read the finals? Have you read the finals manual? Have you sat down and read it? Because it will teach you how to play in finals football. Because I've been there a few times.
What level?
Blowing his own trumpet again. Good to see nothing.
Five times.
Shut up! He's answering your question, Jazz. Stop talking about yourself.
Now, you must be bloody excited because you're going to play Geelong at home on Thursday night, qualifying final. You must be, and everyone's going to badge you for tickets. How many you got up your sleeve? Because Ben and I might need a couple.
I don't know how many we'll get. I don't reckon we'll get too many. So I might be able to get you two into a box if you play your cards right.
I thought you were going to bring the text message up. I'll say all positive stuff if you get me a ticket into a box.
Which one? It's nearly hourly at the moment you drop a text. We're not don't you understand that when someone doesn't reply to your text message, you don't keep sending texts?
Yes.
I don't want to speak to you.
I thought after about five or six, then you call about five or six times, then you start texting again because maybe they've missed it.
You got to stop stalking him, Burn.
Hey, the writing's on the wall, mate. Stop it.
All right. I'll pull back a bit. I'll pull back to about 10, 15 a day. That's it. Tom Cleary going
to
play?
Answer your question, Jazz. I'm ready for finals. I think my game style suits it.
Absolutely.
It's a bit of contested footy and whatnot, so I'm really looking forward to it. Tom Cleary, yeah, I think he's a really good chance. Minor hamstring strain. I think it'll be about 17, 18 days, so... ideally, he'll come back in. But Trent McKenzie did an outstanding job last night, Jonas. So we've got different options down there as well.
Burn?
Well, I was pointing at you, but I forgot my screen's not working. Hey, I just want to ask you about Scott Pendlebury now. Last night, I think he broke the most captained games for Collingwood. He's going to be played the most games at Collingwood as well eventually. So what's he like to play against?
He broke that one last night too.
Well, both in the same game. There you go.
Too many cans again.
Well, actually, you know what? It's not enough. Normally, if I have a few, I get that right.
Well, I'm sure you know what it's like to play against him, Bern. You would have been towed up by him a few times over the years.
I used to tow him up.
Oh, this is great.
Queen's birthday, he would have done a number on you many a time.
No, that's why he's never won a Queen's birthday medal.
All right, well, you two need to kiss and make up. Hey, congratulations, Rock. Port Adelaide v Geelong, Adelaide Oval, the qualifying final. It's going to be a ripping game of football. And well done, mate, but the job hasn't been finished yet. So all the best, and we'll speak again.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen.
Well done, buddy. There he is,
Can you write back to my text?
That's Tom Rockcliffe here from Port Adelaide. This is your Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery. With over 30,000 prizes and a $7.2 million prize pool, make sure you're in the draw. stjohnlottery.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, all thanks to the St. John's Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery. It is Bernie Vince, and a man whose last trip to the Central Markets veggie stalls was commentated by James Brayshaw.
Looks around, he can't see anything he likes to look off, so he goes back.
Andrew Newton Jarman.
Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
All right, Adelaide. Not only do the Adelaide fan base sit down and listen, but every world leader listens to the beef and they are waiting to see what comes out of your mouth on this magnificent Tuesday. Burns Beef is alive and well. Who have you got up your sleeve?
Well, this is just a warning that there will be a beef coming they don't listen to this. Oh, yes, this is, as we know, Jars, on the weekend, 10 teams finished their season. Yes, the curtain came down on season 2020, and it has been a weird season, but that means Mad Monday week silly season. Yes. So what I thought I'd do is I survived this for 13 years, Jars, without one blemish
Hang on.
Not many blemishes, okay? Not too many serious ones anyway. So what I've done is I've written down a survival guide for young players coming through of Mad Monday week and the off season. And they're not rules, they're just guidelines.
So they're do's and don'ts.
And things that may or may not help you at certain times.
Okay. Locked up. Here we go.
Number one, always have a social media friend or a social media friend. Or probably the more politically correct name for them is a socialite friend that goes out. This friend needs to be going out every single night of the week to all nightclubs, all bars. You know what that does, Jazz?
What,
saves lining up time. You go straight in, more drinking, more fun, less waiting out the front in the cold. Right. Number two.
Yes.
Once you're in that venue, I like to call this an opposition analysis. So you want to check all your exits, okay? All exit, fire exit doors, all this, because sometimes the front door isn't always the best option because that's where the bloody security guards are. You also, as part of this opposition analysis, you need to just spread your eyes across the bar, pick out the big bloke, because he's your main worry, the big bloke, and just make sure you know who he's talking to, who his friends are, because if hits the fan, you need to avoid that guy and get the out of there. Because he's going to f***ing hurt you. So get out.
Good strategy.
And when you go into this, as part of the opposition analysis, go up to the owner or manager of that bar and just introduce yourself. This could help in a couple of ways. And you know what? When you go up to him, offer him something. Some tickets for next year, maybe some boots, an old Guernsey jars. You do this all the time. Because this can help with... And if all it helps with is getting a round of free drinks, you're the winner, aren't you?
Great strategy.
Another thing that this can help with is if there is a bit of an altercation, which there will be because it's the off season, these guys, if they're your friends, they have an uncanny ability to just lose the footage, the CCTV footage. So you need to keep them close on hand. Well, and that has come in very helpful for me over the years.
Good.
Thirdly, just when you're drinking with your mates in the off season, even if you are a young player, you need to stand up to the plate. Show your masculinity. That's always finish your beer before the people you're drinking with. Just to set the scene. You might end up on the floor in 2 hours, but geez, they'll respect you for having a f***ing crack. Moving on. Now, if you've got a police friend, always remember their name. Not saying that you're going to get in trouble with the law. Actually, yes, I am. So make sure you remember their name, because you just never know when, if you say you know someone, they might have gone to police school together. Bang, they even drop you home if you know someone really close to them. And if you don't know anyone, just make sure you take note of the badge walking past of a police. Just a random one. They can always help, Jars. They always help. Moving on. Yes. Get your phone out. Go to settings if you've got an iPhone. Yeah. Phone settings. Show caller ID. Yeah. Just flick that off while you're still sober before you go out, because I've called exes, coaches, presidents, CEOs. For God's sake, we even rang Jeff Kennett one night and gave him a serve me and text.
What'd you say?
Oh, no. I've let that out. No. Oh, I didn't just say that. Another one. Uber. Don't have your name set up under your Uber account, because just in case you spew or or whatever you're doing, you need to do a runner. So change your name. Don't let it track back to you.
But, Bird, isn't your credit card connected?
Actually, cancel. I'm putting a line through that one. Another one. This is the best one you can get. Okay, always be with someone more famous than you.
That's
okay?
It.
For two reasons. Yeah. First one, if you get caught, which you shouldn't if you listen to the survival guide, but if you do get caught, the club might even just sweep it straight under the carpet to protect the more famous person. Jazz, you'd be right coming with me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be stuffed though. Who would I go with? Name the bloke that was with Sydney Stack.
I can't remember his name.
Exactly right, and he's not even famous, so there you go. Right, and then this one. This
Here
is just the bottom line, okay?
Here we go, family.
If all hits the fan and you get caught on camera, it's definitely 110% you. You know what you do, Jazz?
What, Bird?
Like my dad always says, you refer to the three Ds.
What's that, Bird?
Deny, deny, deny. And if they keep bringing up the footage and it's definitely you, you know what you do then?
What, Bird?
Like my dad always says,
what?
You refer back to the first D. And well, I tell you, right, if anyone is listening out there, and all the young players should, if you listen to this and still get caught, you're a f***ing dumb bastard, because I've survived for 13 years with, well, not too many blemishes anyway.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour, Bernie and Jars.
Bernie and Jars love to holiday in our own backyard. You can too, with 10 unforgettable South Australian experiences up for grabs in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery. Get in the draw today at stjohnlottery.com.au.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Get the podcast at 3:30 or listen live after Kennedy Malloy. It's a bloke that has a signed card on Memorabilia Australia worth $250 plus shipping, and with him, Andrew Jarman. This is the Rush Hour.
Now, Bern, I've got to have a little crack at you.
What?
Right now, you've done some wonderful things in the past, and you're a smart dude. You're clever with your hands. You're good around the house.
Good looking,
I
rooster.
I feel like you're giving me a shit sandwich here.
But I received some embarrassing news about you a few days ago, that you purchased an item that is fair income so embarrassing. Not only is the Vince family embarrassed, not only is your beautiful wife embarrassed, your son's embarrassed, your teammates are embarrassed, that you went on eBay and you purchased an item that is absolutely embarrassing.
I'm trying to think of my last...
What did you purchase to tell the family?
My last purchases...
I can't believe I'm talking about it.
Was a putter. That wasn't on eBay, though. I got... a descaler for the coffee machine?
No.
A new filter for the coffee machine?
No. Come on, mate. This is embarrassing. This is. I'm actually going to go and talk to management after this show to see where you're at.
I think
at.
I know what it is.
What'd you get?
Oh, have you?
Don't
have you,
you
got
dare,
access to my
don't
account?
Don't you dare go there. You never. You're bad as Roo.
Where'd you get? Who told you that?
I think.
Right.
Was that Tex or Roo there? That was, that very
it would
similar.
Have been Roo.
Roo's a bit more croaky at Roo.
So what did you get, Roo?
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Well, just tell us.
It's a knee pillow.
You weak as water, big so-called tough country farmer. You ordered a hideous bloody knee, what are they? Foam leg knee support.
I've got eBay.
This is for sleep when you're sleeping,
you
Judd.
Knucklehead. What do you want to? What do they do? Tell us what they do. These
hang on.
Foam leg
this is
knee
a
support.
Medical condition.
What condition?
When I lay in bed, Jazz, because I've got such. You wouldn't know what this is like.
Don't go there, sister.
Because I've got such broad shoulders. You wouldn't know. But laying on your side, what happens is
my God.
Your knee ends up squashing against the other knee, which twists your hips.
No.
So
they
I wake
don't.
Up every morning and right. my back, I can't pick Harvey up out of his bed. I've got to tip his cot on the side and let him crawl out. I've got to winch him out.
Buzz
I've got to
off.
Back the ute
that's
in.
Weak.
Winch him out and my knee no. and it just sits your knee
just
up.
Just use
nicely.
A bloody pillow.
Well, I haven't
use
even
a pillow.
Bloody, I haven't, well, I do, but the pillow ends up falling out the side of my bed. So it always falls off. But this one, it comes with a nice strap. So it stays on your knee.
No.
And it's memory foam.
Memory foam.
So it just nuts. I haven't used it yet.
The only thing it squeezes is your fair dinkum plums. That's the only thing it does.
No.
Your poor wife has to lie in bed with you with your little wussy knees because it's...
I got recommended this by an osteo because it's a medical condition.
You've got a medical condition.
I can hardly walk, Jazz. Don't have to do this show laying down next.
When did you do a 5K run? Yesterday.
Saturday.
Did you run with your foam leg knee support? Yeah.
I haven't got it yet. I just told you. Active listening, please.
$20. Did it cost you?
19. Hey, free postage, though. Unlike your bloody... It's actually...
Stop.
It was
Get
four
out.
Times the cost of your
Stop.
Bloody
You know what I put between
card.
My legs, mate? You know what I put between... Bricks. That's how I sleep.
Oh, geez. Well, that's the only thing between your legs. Nothing up higher there. Between your groin.
That'd be hard on the coin purse.
Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
It's the rush hour with Bertie and Jars, Triple M.
Are you talking or chewing on a brick? Because you end up with no teeth either way, mate.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour with Bertie and Jars. The podcast is up at 3:30, but you can always listen, as per usual, straight after Kennedy Malloy at 5:30, Andrew Jarman.
Bern, it's always a pleasure to talk to one of our very own, Carl Viet, as we know, got announced as the Adelaide United's boss, locomotive, the big chief. He joins us on the Rush Hour, and we welcome you, young Carly. Thanks for your time, mate.
Cheers, Jars. Thanks for having me.
What do you want the boys to call you? The big dog? Boss.
Chief.
No, just Carl is good enough.
Oh, God. We've got to get you a nickname, surely.
No. I have far too many of them already.
That's true. That's true.
Well, maybe we could go with one of them. What's the worst nickname or best you've got? He's just going to leave that one.
No,
he's
the word of the keeper. Leave that one alone.
Played it straight.
Has it always been an ambition or goal to coach at the top level? Because you've been in the or an assistant for a while.
I think so. Look, as a player, I always wanted to play at a high level, and I, you know, was interested in coaching coming towards the end of my playing career and did my coaching badges, and you always want to challenge yourself and, you know, reach the highest level that you can.
In Hub Life, did that confirm that you wanted to do the role, getting to know the players? You know, you're all in close proximity, you're spending a lot of time with everyone. Did that just confirm you're like, yep, I want to do this?
It did. I think it was after the Perth game, it really consolidated to me then that I was really enjoying it and I could see the players buying into what I wanted them to do, and the performances were very good. So it that really convinced me and showed to myself that I could do it.
Carly, obviously the FFA got to sort it out, the new contracts, the salary cap moving forward. Riley McGree, who's been a very good player and is emerging, and look, he's an Ollie Roo, as we know, but can he stay in an Adelaide United shirt next year, or do you think he's off to Europe where the big money is?
I'm not too sure at the moment. I know, you know, Riley has come out and said that there was a good deal for him, that he would like to go overseas, and the club won't get in his way if there's a good deal for him and the club. Ideally, I've spoken to Riley about this, and I think ideally another good year in the A-League here, where then he could go to a club feeling really confident and positive in himself that he has what it takes. You know, he's still quite young, Riley. He's still only 21, I think, turning 22, so he's still very young. And at the end of this season is the Olympic Games, and he'll be going to those Olympic Games with the Ollie Roo. So and I think he's right on the cusp of playing in the Socceroos as well, and there's no better place to be showing the Socceroos boss than here in Australia. He can see him every week and and see how far he has come, because this last 12 months he's been fantastic.
Yeah, he certainly has. And speaking of player movement, what about recruiting? It's a tough year to recruit given the circumstances, and I presume the international players are off your radar, but have you got any players within the A-League you're looking at, and do you need any?
We've got a very good core group of players, and I think they showed that in those five games in the Hub, that we are, on our day, we're just as good as anyone else in the league. And I think with looking at the squad, and you know, there's a couple of areas that we'd like to strengthen to make sure that going into the next season, we are up there with the top two or three teams. And there's a couple of players that we've earmarked, and Bruce is on the case and following up those players.
Chatting with new boss Carl Veer. Now, what's your big message moving forward to not only all the local clubs here in South Australia, but to the soccer community? What are you going to be doing there, Carl?
I think everyone's going to see a little bit of a change in the club. We're going to try and get out into the community a lot more. It has been difficult, you know, year this has, and hopefully we can get out into the community, get out to our local clubs a lot more than what the club has done previously. That's the big thing from me, growing up in the country and seeing how important the community plays in the football. So, you know, for the club to have success, you know, we need our fans and all the public in South Australia to get behind the team. And to do that, we have to get out and support our community teams as well.
Is it to do with style to get players back? Because we used to get 10, 15,000 to every game going back only a couple of years. Is it purely based on performance, or is it like you're saying, do you need
sexy
to get
football.
Out to the community? Do you need to get out and do more with the public? Put the A-League on people's radars.
Yes,
I think so. I think South Australian public have shown that they support their teams through the good times and the bad times. Long as you're, you know, getting out there and embracing those supporters and giving them hope. And that's what we need to do as a club now. We need to get back out and help our local clubs and help see if we can help them get back on their feet as well, because everyone is struggling at the moment. So we all have to help each other.
Carly, thanks for your time. I know I catch up with you along the beach. Bernie and I are ready to play any kind of role.
Yes.
We can do the water. We can clean boots. Do you want us down there? Yes or no?
Play.
Yeah, we could do with some motivation, so not a problem.
Ooh, done.
Motivation.
Lock us in, Bird.
Like it.
And we'll be
I'm
ready
excited.
For our new strip, our shirt. We can't wait.
Yep.
But very proud of you, mate, and we look forward to our next year. It's going to be an exciting year ahead for South Australian football.
Thanks always for all the support.
Well done. There he is, Carly Vert there, Burn. And I tell you what, some special things are going to happen.
I'm excited about
my
speech.
Was he convinced about getting us down there? Or did he just
I think he was convinced about getting me down there. I'm not sure about you.
It's the rush hour. Bernie and Jars, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars for the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery. Buy your ticket before midnight Sunday to be in the draw to win a Hindmarsh Island holiday home next week.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Now, if you're listening after Kennedy Malloy, you could have had this hours ago.
Yes.
The podcast goes up at around 3:30-ish, depending on Jars's temperament. That's on the free Triple M app as well, gentlemen.
Burn, that's it. We've wrapped up now. We've done a great show.
Done.
All right. You've done a great job on the Burns beef. Really enjoyed Tommy Rockcliffe's chat, and he's in fantastic form, and I reckon he'll thrive in the finals.
Oh, yeah. He's a finals player. I can't believe
and
he hasn't played
what,
the final.
Now, Burn, when I was watching him last night at the Gabba, grand final, if Port Adelaide get in there, night grand final, ball slips around, dewy conditions.
Yeah.
Who thrives in that condition?
Pigs.
Yeah. And what's Tom Rockcliffe?
He's a pig.
Oh, wow. That's just, he fell for it. Hook.
No, he's the pig.
Walked into it.
He's the pig, mate. On fantasy footy, he's the pig.
Well, there's that second bus Jars ordered for you, mate.
Just gets the footy, does. Hey, Jars, I forgot one thing in my beef, too.
What?
Always have a rock solid alibi as well that will stick up for you. It's someone that's creditable. Like, always had Nathan Van Berlo because he was captain of the footy club.
Beautiful.
Every time he had to be my alibi.
Bang.
Oh, no. What have you done now?
Yeah. And have a rock solid lawyer.
Bye, family.
Buy your ticket in the St. John Christmas Home and Lifestyle Lottery before midnight Sunday to be in the weekly draw to win one of three brand new NGs next week. stjohnlottery.com.au.